Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, and I'm Deputy Editor of TXF. First up today, in the project and export finance world, our headline news story, TXS reporter Ross Krier speaks with Banu Erok, manager at Turk Exim Bank, to find out more about the Turkish ECA's bid to stimulate the country's crisis-stricken economy. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, US Exim has been restored to full lending capacity as the US Senate has confirmed three new board members. Iraq's Ministry of Electricity has started the tender process to procure seven solar projects totaling 755 megawatts. Emirates RDF has achieved financial close for the refuse-derived fuel facility in the Emirate of Al Quwain. TK Offshore has secured long-term financing from Norway for four new shuttle tankers in South Korea. And the EBRD has agreed a loan of up to 210 million euros for the construction of a new section of the Corridor VC motorway project in Bosnia. Over in the commodity finance industry, on the essentials news front, TXF's reporter Aoife House examines how the boom in mobile ownership in developing markets, due to low-end smartphones being increasingly available, represents a game-changing shift in Africa's technological development. And finally, last but not least, in the trade finance sphere, South Africa headquartered Goldfields has concluded the raising of two new bonds totaling $1 billion. Bora Payment Systems is collaborating with JP Morgan to automate delivery of the bank's single-use accounts payments. K&S Ankerschlaff, a supplier of potash for use in fertilizer, has raised 960 million euros through the early refinancing of its existing syndicated credit facility. And Canada's Barrick Gold has pinned down assets worth $1.5 billion that it intends to sell through next year. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.